May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Luke chapter 1. Let me read these familiar verses to you. Verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Coming in, he said to her, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." And she was greatly troubled at the statement, and kept pondering what kind of salutation this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He shall be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. For that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she was called barren and is now in her sixth month. For nothing, not one word, literally, for not any word will be impossible with God." And Mary answered and said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. There's so much stuff here we've preached in this scripture many times over the years. But for today, the thing that the Lord really spoke to my heart was, is that, you know, one of the things about Mary, she was a yielded heart. So when she knew God had spoke this word to her, she knew that her future was probably done. All her plans about marriage and her reputation was going to be through forever. But she didn't ask why. She was a yielded heart. But she did ask how. And over the years, I've sort of affirmed Mary in this, but let me just say, I think that was not a good question to ask either. Because what I've discovered is that in this life of faith, as we're learning to appropriate step by step the all-sufficiency of Christ, the all-grace that's ours in Christ, what gets us in trouble a lot is that word how. Because we'll look out over the terrain of our situations and circumstance or the temptation or whatever it might be, relationship, and what we struggle with, we try to figure out how could God do this? How could he use me to do it? How could he work this out in me? How could it happen? Then the Holy Spirit speaks and says and honors her question, but doesn't give her any details. Doesn't say, well, this is going to happen biologically and scientifically this is going to occur, even though you've never been with a man. He just says this: the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you, and the ability of the Most High will overshadow you. That reason is going to be named after God. God's going to do it. Holy Spirit's going to overshadow your weaknesses, the fact you've never been with a man, all that stuff. That's not a very specific answer. That kind of like starts at the beginning. I'm wanting some details here, Lord, so I'll feel more comfortable about believing you. Have any of you ever been there today, lately? Is that you know, so you're just like asking how, and because you're asking how, I think that's what happened to Peter. As he's walking on the water, at some point he started thinking, how in the world am I doing this? Those new waves look really big. That wind seems really strong. And he began to go down. Because how is a stumbling block. And we have these speculations raised up against the knowledge of God, and it cost us faith. Faith doesn't ask the question, why? Because that means you're not yielded. It doesn't ask the question, how? Because that's really none of your business. And if he explained it to you, it might terrify you, and it may not make sense anyway. All you need to know is the Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you and the power of God's going to do it. It's going to be the power of God by the Holy Spirit doing it, right? And that's why in verse 37, here is this interesting answer, further answer, all she needed to know. Not any word is impossible with God. God gave you a promise, and the word here, when he says not any word, it's the word rhema, not logos. And rhema is that specific word God spoke into you. He took it out of the word, or maybe it was prophetic, it doesn't contradict the word, or he spoke something in you, a dream that doesn't contradict the word. He spoke a word into your heart. And he says, not any word that God has revealed to you as a promise is impossible to him. And when you're asking the question how, you're asking about the possibilities. How in the world can this happen? And as things are beginning to unfold in front of you, it just seems more and more impossible. And then Mary's response was awesome. And Mary said, behold, the bond slave of the Lord. I'm just your bond slave. Be it done to me according to your word. That's the word rhema again. Just do it according to your word. Now, what was Mary now standing on? The word. No longer asking the question, how. She never asked the question, why. But no longer asking the question, how. All she's asking now is what and who. What did you say? And who's able to make it come to pass? That's all that mattered. If we're going to walk in faith, we've got to lose the how word. Because all you need to know is there's a who said what, who's faithful and able. Amen? That's what God brought Sarah to and brought Abraham to. They stopped asking how, because the more they asked how, they began to manipulate and make it happen. Don't we do that? They quit asking how, and they discovered in chapter 18 a who and what he had said. And they believed that that who would do what he had said. That's all that matters. We stand on the word that God speaks to us, trusting he's able. Forget the hows. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.